Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is December 2nd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Reducing driveline infection risk in durable mechanical circulatory support devices with ultra-flexible wires for energy transfer. Durable mechanical circulatory support devices are associated with driveline infections, a major burden for heart failure patients. A key contributor to these infections is the low mechanical compliance of current drivelines, which negatively impacts wound healing. The research explores new drivelines equipped with ultra-flexible wires, which are designed to mitigate mechanical stress on the skin. This approach addresses the root cause of wound healing issues, thus offering a strategy to reduce the risk of driveline infections. Article number 2. Clinical outcomes of cardiogenic shock patients supported with 5A ECMO insights from the Cardiogenic Shock Working Group. Veno-arterial extracorporeal membrane oxygenation, VAECMO, is used worldwide for cardiogenic shock despite conflicting outcomes from randomized trials that focused on myocardial infarction-related cardiogenic shock. This study, using a multi-center registry, provided a detailed characterization of clinical outcomes for patients with cardiogenic shock supported by 5-A-ECMO. The analysis differentiated outcomes across various cardiogenic shock etiologies, moving beyond a sole focus on myocardial infarction-related cases. This work established a clearer understanding of 5-A-ECMO's clinical utility in a broader spectrum of cardiogenic shock patients. Article number 3. Development of a risk score predicting survival after adult heart transplantation in the United States. The United States System for Allocating Donor Hearts currently prioritizes candidates at highest risk of waiting list death. To optimize organ allocation under the upcoming Continuous Distribution System, a novel U.S. Transplant Risk Score, USTRS, was developed and validated. This observational study, utilizing the Scientific Registry of Transplant Recipients, established the USTRS to predict survival after adult heart transplantation. The score provides a tool to help avoid futile transplants by better matching donor hearts to recipients who will most benefit. Article number 4. Out of sequence, heart transplants. Why, how many, and to whom? Heart transplantation allocation generally follows an urgency-ranked match list established by the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network. This study provided a comprehensive description of out-of-sequence heart transplants, OOSHT, which occur outside this standard sequence. The research characterized the prevalence of OOSHT, along with specific donor and recipient profiles associated with these transplants. It further detailed how centers and recipients involved in OOSHT differed from those receiving standard sequence donors, offering important insights into allocation practices. Article number 5. Lung transplant in patients with suspicious lung lesions, a single-center retrospective data analysis. Patients presenting with suspicious pulmonary lesions are often excluded from lung transplantation. This single-center retrospective analysis addressed the significant data gap regarding the prevalence and characteristics of suspicious lung lesions in transplant candidates, including the proportion of malignancy among them. The study compared lesion characteristics and assessed definitive histology reports for all patients with suspicious lung nodules who ultimately underwent lung transplantation between 2012 and 2022. This research clarified the nature of these lesions and their implications for successful lung transplantation in a population traditionally considered high risk. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.